Quite simply, all the promises of populism that socialism was coming seemed less and less believable, plausible, by the 1890s, though they loved the ideals nonetheless. For example, populism taught that Russia could avoid the evils of capitalism. And yet everywhere there were signs that capitalism was rising in Russia, especially by the 1890s, a period of increasing urbanization and industrialization. Industries are growing, the peasantry is becoming more differentiated between richer and poorer, and peasants are migrating to the city. Everything populism believed in was beginning to disintegrate, including the very commune that was to be its basis as its members took off to the city. Populism also taught, of course, that peasants were naturally revolutionary. It was the whole point of the education. It wouldn't need too much, and especially the point of terrorism. Yet there were absolutely no signs that peasants were radical. In fact, this was one of the quietest periods in peasant life. In fact, every effort of these radicals seemed to, at best, be responded to with passivity, and at worst, with growing alienation and hostility to what these radicals were doing. On top of this, of course, the government had totally destroyed much of the populist movement, and most of its revolutionaries were in prison or exile. A terribly depressing time. And then shows up Marxist ideas. This gave them a sort of hope, a solution to this crisis. First of all, it told them that capitalism was a terrible thing morally, but historically, now they finally understand what Marx was saying, historically it was actually a good thing. It was even a virtue. At least it turned this necessity into virtue. According, of course, to the Marxist historical dialectic, which theorizes about how contradictory things produce progress, capitalism was necessary to socialism. Economically, it would build up the nation's productive resources, creating the economic preconditions for socialism. Politically, it would bring about freedom and democracy as the bourgeoisie, the class most closely connected to the rise of capitalism, would insist on a liberal democratic society, which would give workers a better opportunity to organize and build their movement. And culturally, it was said by Marxists that capitalism would build up the level of education. One needed skilled workers, one needed a degree of literacy, and therefore rational and scientific thinking, which was also part of the capitalist idea, would become the norm. All the preconditions would be laid, and then the system would be racked by crises, because Marx insisted this was so, and the system would collapse, and the socialists would be able to build their new society. This was a lot better than the populist promise, none of which seemed plausible. At least this gave them hope. Secondly, Marxism gave hope to these radicals looking for some way to change their country in a dramatic way by pointing to a different revolutionary class. Rather than talking about peasants, who seemed very disappointing, it talked about workers, or as Marxists like to call them, the proletariat. And the fact that there really was an emerging labor movement in Russia, developing quite spontaneously in the 1870s and the 80s, and especially in the 90s, seemed to bear out Karl Marx's promise that, in Marx's rather colorful phrase, capitalism would give birth to its own grave diggers. That workers, in other words, rather than those terribly disappointing peasants, would lead Russia to socialism. Now, as you can see, there's a sort of deterministic logic to Marxism. Capitalism is inevitable. So was the bourgeois democratic revolution. And then would come the socialist revolution, once capitalism wore out and the proletariat was educated and organized and ready. In other words, it told them that history, however bad it seemed to be looking to them, was actually on their side. This gave them great hope and attracted many to this movement. But it also implied that you can't rush history, that you have to go through these stages. First capitalism, then the bourgeois revolution, then you'd have the socialist revolution. Many Marxists liked this. They found it encouraging. They found that it comforting. But some Marxists, especially in Russia, found this determinism to be too constraining. It wasn't revolutionary enough. It didn't have an agenda for action. And among those who were dissatisfied by this determinism of Marxism included Lenin, who's the subject of the next lecture, along with his greatest opponent within the Russian Marxist movement, Yuli Martov.